You know, one of the things that we talk about from time to time on Speaking With is the importance of dreaming. And as you all know, I have motivational speakers come on and they help us with the dream, pursuing ours once we discover what it might be. But we also have folks come in, you know, I talk from books like Les Brown's Live Your Dreams. And one of the things that's so important in living those dreams is making sure that we're taking the steps necessary in allowing the dream to become a reality. For most of us, the dream does involve education. So, Greg, what are you finding? Are you seeing that people, as they get involved with the tutoring program, are you seeing that life just seems to take on a new and more pleasant meaning for them? Have you gotten to the point where you can kind of make those comparisons yet?
Yes, we have. In our building there at 3090 Deansbridge Road, we're able to now interface even more so with the parents. At the beginning of last year, we were kind of remote, if you will, or distant, based on the fact that we were technology. You know, it's like picking up the phone to call somebody versus sending an email.
Yeah.
The email, to me, just does not do the same thing. But yeah. To our kids, they prefer the email over the phone. So we've been able to interface with parents more now, and they're coming back saying, you know, my child was struggling with math. You know, they passed the CRCT test for the first time. You know, those types of things. You know, have I measured the specific number? The answer is no. But to have a parent sit there in front of you and say to you, thank you, your program worked for us. You know, I had a lady today that came by, and that's what she was talking about. You know, her child made an 823, I think she said, on the CRCT test and didn't have to go to summer school. Any of those types of things. Yeah. But it's great to hear that. And I wish and hope that if anybody's out there listening to us could call and just tell you themselves, you know, what they thought about the program and how it has helped.
Yeah, and that number again is 803-279-7677. If you have participated in the Achieve High Points program and you'd like to share with us your thoughts about it, feel free to give us a call, 803-279-7677.
Yeah, that would be great. But the program, again, you know, it's, you know, I'm sure I made it sound like it was the most effective thing in the world. But I must be truthful and tell people that this type of tutoring is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people do need a traditional type of a setting to do tutoring. Some people, you know, perform better with technology. But I'm finding more young people embrace the technology side of it than the physical side of it, because that's, again, just like, well, being in school again.
Yeah.
And so I say try the alternative and see what happens.
And we've talked mostly about math, and you said that's what Achieve High Points, your program, really focuses on. Are there other subjects that are covered as well by different programs?
Oh, yeah. There is actually about, I'm going to guess, about 60 different providers in the state of Georgia. And they range from math to language arts. You have some of them out there that does math and language arts. We are a math company. You know, Achieve High Points is a math company. They sell actually online math programs to school districts. You know, there are some school districts out there now that are not buying books anymore. You know, that's the transition or what's happening. Because if I got to keep buying books every 3 or 4 years, you know, if I got a computer lab, you know, if I got computers in the classrooms, then you don't necessarily have to buy the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so that technology out there in certain parts of the country is really replacing the books. And you also find that if you have a computer program, that behind the scenes where you have that certified teacher and certified personnel, the person in the front of the classroom don't have to have all those credentials. So some places are saving money by using online programs in that regard.
Hmm. So what we're looking at really and truly is, like with so many other issues, a problem that has many faces to it, you know.
You said that well.
Yeah, you got sometimes it's the student.
Oh, yeah.
Just will not be motivated. Sometimes the student was willing to be motivated, but maybe they have so many other responsibilities, especially if one or both parents is working almost around the clock to keep food on the table, et cetera. and maybe the older student, the older child has to help take care of younger children. Then you have some folks who do well, but they're told they're sissy if they're carrying the books home and using them when they get to the house. Mm-hmm. You got some folks who do well, but they're just not learning, and the parent is talking with the teachers, talking with their child, and nobody's just nailed down what the real root cause of the problem is. I mean, and the list just goes on.
Yes.
The good news is there are alternatives, and there are ways to try to pinpoint what the problem is and what a good solution is. And like you say, for some people, this technological approach will be the best approach.
Yeah, it could very well be. But keep in mind, you know, technology and computers can do what people can't do. Again, as we said earlier, we give you an individualized lesson plan based upon you. The teacher that walks into the building, she has one lesson plan for 30 people or however many in the class. We believe the opposite. We need 30 different lesson plans for one teacher mm-hmm. versus one lesson plan for 30 people. Mm-hmm. And that lies the problem, if you want to call it a problem, or the challenge in education. Because we know, and people always say it, everybody don't learn the same way.
That's
everybody
right.
don't learn at the same
yeah.
speed. But with computer programs, you can identify it right there mm-hmm. and work with it right there. The other part of this is that we're able to start this thing out with a pretest, and we okay. can tell you, like I said earlier, where the student is performing at. But the other side of this is, at the end of it, you're giving a post-test.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to be able to show you, this is where you started,
mm-hmm.
this is where you ended.
Wow.
That's where you started. Now, does this guarantee you're going to pass a CRCT test or whatever? No. But at least you can see that you have made some improvement
mm-hmm.
or not.
And so let's say if a person said, hey, I need tutoring in math. It is just that. It is math tutoring.
Right.
But they're still taking a legitimate math course at the school that they still have to pass as well.
Right.
This tutoring class is just helping them improve right. their chances of passing the course at school.
Right, right. Our program is designed specifically to help children pass standardized tests. That's what we're measured by the State Department of Education.
Okay.
And that's the whole point. This program supplements what's happening at school, and the goal is to have our children proficient in passing those standardized tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these programs are actually designed to do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So they're geared more, like you're saying, towards helping with standardized tests then, as opposed to helping in the actual classroom setting.
Right.
Okay. Do you find that it sometimes helps them with the classroom performance anyway?
Oh, well, yes, it does. Because, again, we're going to create a lesson plan based upon your strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the seventh grade, then you're going to get exposed to these things. The nice thing about this M7 and so on, that's the same stuff that the teacher is going to be covering in the class. You may get it through our program before she gets to it, or you may get it from her before we get to it. But at some point, you're going to get it twice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, has been Mr. Greg Collier with Achieve High Points. And he's talked with us about education in general, but specifically about this math tutoring program that he's offering. And remember what he shared with us. It comes complete with a laptop computer, so they don't have to worry about how they get the laptop.
No. Once we get the approval letters back from the district showing which students or which parents chose our program, we'll contact you. We'll tell you to come by and pick it up. Or in some cases, we'll come out and bring it to you. If there's a problem with getting connected, you dial this number, 800-417-0968. They press number 2. My technology people answer it. You know, I sell them and talk them, but I don't fix them.
All right. Give them that number one more time.
1-800-417-0968.
All right. Thank you much for being out here with me, Greg.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Everybody, you've been listening to Speaking With, and we want you to be sure to come back tomorrow. We hope that you really were able to get a lot out of this conversation that we had with Greg Collier. And remember, our guests who are coming up tomorrow and throughout the remainder of this week. Also, keep in mind that the theme song that you hear day in and day out when Speaking With is on the air and getting ready to go off is by Gregory Stafford. Till tomorrow, I'm your host, Carl Thornton, reminding you to let some of life's best moments come through you.